Editor's note. Midland Today has asked council candidates in Midland, Penetanguishene and Tiny Township to provide a synopsis of why they are running for public office. Municipal elections take place October 24. The following response is from Catherine McDonald, who is running for council in Midland. For more election coverage, visit our 2022 municipal election page by clicking here, where you can find candidate profiles and other election news. What is your name, what will be your age on election day, and who are your key immediate family members you rely on for support? Catherine McDonald, née Dupuis. I am a lifelong resident of the Midland area, a citizen of Métis Nation of Ontario. I am a Town of Midland councillor candidate. My key supporter is the spirit of my late spouse, George McDonald, and an extensive network of family and friends. In 10 words or less, why is your municipality the best in the province? Georgian Bay adorns Midland, parks are scenic, people are friendly. What prompted you to run as a municipal leader? The ability to be a strong councillor does not happen by accident, it happens by design. I have been designed as such with my 21 years serving as trustee. I have always had a keen interest in municipal affairs and understand its roles and responsibilities. Midland Bay Landing is mired in controversy, involving contaminated land, residents wanting to protect parkland, developer visions for the future, and the municipality's choice for that developer. What is your stance on Midland Bay Landing? Midland Bay Landing redevelopment project must provide benefits to our entire community with a number of public elements. I understand that the developer Georgian Communities Inc. has been selected by Midland Council and they will creatively build on Midland's current master plan. Once their vision, Phase 1, is depicted in their concept drawing, it will be a starting point for additional public consultation. You will be asked to join committees and other municipal representations. Which are you eager to become involved in? I will take every opportunity to learn more about Midland and its key issues. Committees are essential to the effective operation of Midland and an opportunity to contribute. I see this role as essential and will serve with reliability where appointed. Voter apathy is always a concern, ranging between 25.7% to 42% of ballots cast across North Simcoe in the last municipal election. Knowing you could be elected without even half of possible voters turning out, what will you do to combat voter apathy so your municipality is best represented? For this municipal election, Midland has made two major changes: internet, telephone voting only, and voting at large, no wards. There are numerous candidates, so hopefully people will exercise their democratic right to vote. Hopefully this will encourage voter turnout. There are many prominent concerns ongoing in the region, from affordable housing to the opioid epidemic to short-term rentals as well as others. What is one concern that you think the majority of residents are not aware of? The cost of housing and people without homes is a major problem not isolated to Midland, and the opioid crisis has grown in complexity. It is a global issue that local solutions have to be found. The province is planning for a population of 555,000 and 198,000 jobs by 2051. If now is the time to prepare for that influx, what will you proactively do as your part in the process? Strategic planning is an important role of Midland Town Council. Setting measurable goals will establish a path. Recidivism isn't just on the police and courts. As a municipal leader and crafter of bylaws, what initiatives will you undertake to address crime in your care? By studying reports, learning from the agencies that are directly involved and asking the questions, I will endeavor to introduce solutions. Infrastructure projects require taxpayer dollars. What infrastructure project does the municipality desperately need, and does it justify a tax increase from the ratepayers to have it done as soon as possible? Infrastructure priorities are budget discussions. By being prepared for council meeting, absorbing all reports, I will be able to make sound decisions. Times change. What is the most aged or obsolete bylaw in your municipality's code? As a school board trustee, I served on the board policy review committee. Policies were reviewed on a regular basis. Once I am a councillor, I will be able to ask for a list of bylaws and determine a list of priority. Once you complete your four-year term, what is the legacy you want residents to best remember for your time in office? Catherine McDonald served with purpose, devotion and truthfulness. Municipal election information for Midland is available on the elections page of the town website. For Midland residents, for the first time, Midland voters will be voting by internet and telephone only. The town of Midland has entered into an agreement with Intellivote Systems Inc. to provide the software, consulting and technical services required to implement this voting method. Voting will take place between October 11 and 24, 2022. Voters will receive a voter instruction letter, VIL, by mail containing directions on how to vote using the internet or the telephone, or both. You will receive this letter 7, 7, to 14, 14, days prior to October 11, 2022. You will only receive a VIL if your name is on the voters list. Please call the clerk's office at 705-526-4275-2212 or 2208 or come into the municipal office at 575 Dominion Avenue to make sure you are on the voters list. A voter assistance center will be located in the council chambers at the municipal office at 575 Dominion Avenue. Please bring your voter instruction letter and a document showing your name and address for identification. Voter assistance centers will also be set up at several retirement, nursing homes for in-home residents only.